So which one is better, the K-drama or the manhwa?
I don't know. It was so confusing.
We're talking about, well, all depends. If you read the manhwa, is actually She's Too Much for Me.
Well, it has another title, but,
well, let's take that one. And if you saw the K-drama, it's actually Backstreet Rookie.
And we're going to do our experiment.
What we do is we read the manhwa, we watch the K-drama, and we compare it. And this time, I read the manhwa first and then saw the K-drama,
while I shot the K-drama first and then read the manhwa.
It took him forever. It took me forever to
read it. Yeah.
Well, but it's okay. We forgive you.
All right. So let's begin.
Let's start. Go ahead.
Now, the K-drama has a 7.6 on my drama list.
That's okay.
That's very nice. While the manhwa, if we go to manhwa top, has a 3.1 out of 5.
So that's almost like a 50%.
Don't start with mathematics.
Okay.
Do you agree with these numbers?
I'll say that the K-drama, yes, 7.6 sounds about right. The manhwa, I believe, could be a little more.
Okay. Now, before we start with the good, the bad, and the weird of this show,
okay,
tell me in your own words, what is this about? What is this story about?
No, no spoilers, please.
No.
Well, it's about this young man. He has this convenience store that is open 24 hours. And he cannot work anymore. I mean, he needs somebody to take care of the night shift. And this is where our heroine shows up and gets the job. And of course, they're going to start falling in love. But here's the catch. He is dating somebody.
Oh, yes. But we're going to leave it there. I don't want to say anything else because this is actually where our story, this is where the manhwa and the K-drama have in common. But from there, everything is quite different.
Exactly.
Especially even the way they met, they changed a few things here and there. In your opinion, which one do you like better, the original story of the manhwa or the K-drama?
Oh, we're going to answer that question now.
Yes.
Well, there were a few things that I really love about the K-drama. I don't know. Every time that I watch these kind of shows and they put the song, the original soundtrack, got me smiling. And that was pretty cool. I think that the manhwa was more realistic. I am going to tell you even more. If you are very diving into the Korean culture, of course, you know that the K-dramas are just love stories. But if you go to watch a real Korean movie, Parasite, for example, that it really shows you the way of living of the people, or that show, Squid Game, that it really shows you how the typical man living in Korea is going to surprise you that when you read the manhwa and you see the character of Mr. Choi, you're going to go like, oh, really? That's the way they are?
Well, let's establish first that Mr. Cho is the main character.
Correct, yeah.
And let's say Miss Jung is the female character.
Correct,
yeah, because if you go to the manhwa, the translation, they even changed their names.
Correct, yeah. And you're watching in Spanish, so you were telling me that the pronunciation was different?
Correct, yeah. You saw it in Korean?
Korean, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Cole. But continue talking. So you're saying that you don't know which one is better.
I have, well, like I was saying, another thing that really struck me a lot was that, going back with Mr. Cho, is that on the K-drama, he was very self-secure. He knew what he wanted. He has all the right decisions made. While in the manhwa, he's the complete opposite. He's very insecure. He's still in his 30s. He doesn't want to take that step of getting married. And in fact, with his girlfriend, the girlfriend that he has on the both manhwa and K-drama, she is taking the opposite of him in the
manhwa. Let me explain it a little better because I think you get too much excited about talking about this.
Okay, go ahead.
So what you're saying is that in the manhwa, he doesn't want to take the step of getting married with his girlfriend.
Yes.
They have been together for 2 years,
and he still don't even want to meet her parents. Correct. Yeah. Wow. Let me talk. Sorry. It's my show now. While on the K-drama, it's actually his girlfriend, the one that doesn't want him to meet her parents, and there's a lot of things going on. And it's very interesting to see also talking about the relationship he had with his girlfriend, that on the K-drama, I really felt it like the connection between both of them was very unique. I really love their chemistry. Correct. The chemistry was amazing. While on the manhwa, I didn't feel any chemistry at all between the main character and his girlfriend. And in fact, if we're going back to the K-drama, I felt like Miss June was actually sabotaged their relationship. Yeah, it felt like that. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Well, in the manhwa, we didn't see that. In manhwa, it's actually, nope, she breaks up with him, and that leaves him the leave her, Miss June, the door open to then start a relationship. Correct. So I don't know. What say you about that? I really think that the character, I forgot her name, the girlfriend, I believe it was June Jo. The girlfriend. The girlfriend. The ex. I felt like in the K-drama, her character was not well written, and it really made Miss Yoon, like you were saying, be the cause of this breakup. And I agree with you saying that the chemistry was amazing of both actors, the actor and the actress doing a great job. It was very solid. So if I agree, but what I'm trying to say is that the K-drama made it look like Miss Yoon was a homewrecker. Okay. Now, while in the manhwa, she is actually the supportive person of a guy that needed somebody when he realized that, oh, I have lost the love of my life. Even though he didn't show any affection for his girlfriend. Yeah. Besides sexually. Correct. Yeah. First time you're not laughing when I say something about sex. No, you're safe. Oh, because you were so deep, and it was a very interesting conversation there. That's what I like about talking with you. But enough complaints. Let's try to compare a little more differently. Tell me, what do you think about, I don't know, the intensity of both shows, of the manhwa and the K-drama? Well, in the manhwa, I believe the romance, like you said, it's more intense. You get these sexual moments that, oh my goodness, yeah. But in the K-drama, it was a little more lighter tone, made it for an audience that they can watch it, or the whole family together. I believe there were a few scenes in the K-drama also that, oh, they were trying to go that extra step, but they stopped. I don't remember right now, but yeah. What about the character development? On the manhwa, I really love that they give you a lot of backstories on the characters. I think they took like easily six chapters for telling you the backstory of Yoon, some little details about Choi, Mr. Choi, and her and his girlfriend. And it was, yeah. The drama, I think that they just tell you just little details here and there, and bam. Okay. So let's talk about now the change of titles. Why and how this affect the storyline? Okay, so the K-drama is Backstreet Rookie, correct? And tell me about it. Well, this is a girl that have to, sadly, she didn't have any of her parents, and she has to grow in the streets. And when you're in the street, you have to be more faster, you have to be aware of your surrounding, all that stuff that made her be the way that she is now, and hence the name and Rookie, because she's new at the school.
That's very good. That's very good. Now tell me about She Is Too Much for Me, the manhwa. Definitely, she is too much for Mr. Choi. Bam, that's it. Straight to the point. Yes, absolutely. Now, did you feel that the manga? The manhwa, it was very
sexualized and vulgar. That's the way it is over there. I mean, it really felt like Backstreet Mawa. Okay. What scenes do you really felt that it should have been in the K-drama that it was not in the manhwa, and vice versa? I really love from the manhwa that they went on a date a couple of times. Yes, they went to the movie theater. That scene at the movie theater was crazy. Why did you do that on the K-drama? It would have been funny, but it didn't happen. No. Also, the when they went to the amusement park. Yeah, I know. Why did you do something like that? You know what? Going back, that's one of the things that really upset me about the K-drama is that they didn't kiss. Well, they kissed at the beginning, but not at the end. Well, they covered it with their hands. But I think that, and again, going back with the whole, it felt like on the K-drama, she homebreaker. Felt like she, yes, was the cause of their relationship to broke Mr. Choi and her girlfriend. In the manhwa, really felt like a really truly love story. Not on this K-drama, she was the one that going through the eyes of the guy. Yeah, but eventually, yeah, it works out. Yeah, okay. What else? From the K-drama, I really love the side characters, especially Aphrodite and the Jamaican guy. I really love those two. I was expecting them so much on the manga, and they didn't show up. It was a very also unique, crazy love story between those two. It got me laughing a lot. I love the music, the soundtrack of the K-drama. Yeah, because the manga didn't have anything, of course not. But yeah, mixed feelings, you know? Yeah, I agree. There were good things, there were bad things. I really liked the girl, the main actress of Miss Young. I forgot her name. Did you check if she's married? He always check if the girl that he likes is married. No, I stopped doing that after, what was the name of that movie that we watch? Oh, Already Tomorrow in Hong Kong. Yes. After that, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stop checking if my crush is married. What else? I'm starting to think. Oh, I really like the motorcycle stuff. What? On the K-drama, she had a motorcycle. Oh, I kind of forgot about that. It's okay. You're not perfect, like I am. Okay, whatever. Something that I also like, and you mentioned earlier about Parasite. Yeah, the movie. There is a scene on the K-drama that is like a copycat of the Parasite scene. Oh, yeah, the father driving. Yes, the father, both parents of Mr. Choi are both in the manhwa and in K-drama, and they are very, very alike. Yes. They change a few stuff here and there, but it didn't upset me much like another stuff that happened. Correct. So I guess you got anything else? Well, you mentioned again the thing of Parasite, and it reminds me that you also see on this series the whole social status. You need to upgrade your social status. You cannot be the same. Yes. Something that you see lately a lot, especially in this Asian culture. Yeah, we Americans are checking. Also, they changed the beginning of the manhwa and the K-drama. Oh, when he buys the cigarettes? Yeah, okay. You're absolutely right. There is a lot, slightly little difference here and there about what happened with that scenario. No spoilers. That's the first thing that happens, doesn't matter. And the bear, and the teddy bear. Yeah, the teddy bear is actually on the manhwa. The girlfriend has the teddy bunny, yeah. Now in the K-drama, it's Zapparos. Hey, is it me or it sounded like Zephyr when he called her? Oh, you mean Final Fantasy VII? Yes. We're quite funny today. I know. Am I missing something else? You know what? We have talked so much about this nonsense. Was I the only one that really felt it, like every time Miss Jung cried really broke your heart? Oh man, it's a great actress. The way she cried, oh my goodness, yeah. Did you take a screenshot of her crying? No, I don't believe. I don't remember. Oh, so sad. They also changed her sister's story. Yeah, oh, big time. Yep. Oh well. But it's okay. We like it. What about you? What do you think? Yeah, let us know in the comments. And we'll see you next time. Why not? Okay, bye. Bye.